Ali Mosley from Sky Racing, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, team. I'm very well. Very well.
Now, Gary Portelli probably isn't, because Fireburn was scratched yesterday by the vets, found to be lame, which Gary disputed. Massive blow for connections of Fireburn.
Yeah, and it's, I guess, such a contentious issue, and I've got no... it's really hard because I'm not a vet, I'm not a trainer, but I understand how frustrating it would be for himself and connections, given that he had said she's got an unusual gait, and of the vet, I believe, in Queensland hasn't seen her before. So it's happened a lot of times before when trainers will say it's their gait and the vet will disagree, and it just depends what vet you get, and it depends, you know, sort of on the day. So I really feel for them, because if Gary was confident that she was sound and okay, then it would be incredibly frustrating.
How do you see it playing out then now, Ali?
Well, there's a horse called Secura Girl who I actually saw when I was up in Queensland the other day. She's staying at the Robel Stable, so I got to have a good look at her, and she's in super order. She's been up quite a while, but she still looks really bright, really, really well within herself. Her only issue is that she can tend to over-race, and that's not what you want in the Oaks, but I think she's in with a really big chance. If she can settle, she'll have no query at the trip. Wide draw might actually be to her benefit if she can get a nice position in the back and not over race and just switch off a little bit, which I feel no doubt be able to do aboard her. So at 12 bucks, now that Fireburn's out, I think that she'd be a really nice each way hope there.
Okay, Secura Girl each way for Ali in the Oaks. For those of us on Quantico last start, it hurt. It hurt big time, and it's the favourite at $2.80 for the Star Morton Cup race 7 at the farm tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you can see why he's so short after that horror watch in Sky. And I think everyone was very, very upset if you'd been on him. He actually, to be honest, I remember looking at him and I thought he's got a little bit to come. If you did see him first up, you would have thought, I think probably he'll benefit from the run. He's still maybe a little bit backwards in the coat, and probably wasn't as settled as he can be in the yard. So I think he'll actually improve a lot second up. So considering how well he went first up and how unlucky he was, I think he's going to be very, very hard to beat, and he'll be thriving up there in Queensland.
Before we move to Rose Hill, Ali, do you like anything else at Eagle Farm tomorrow?
I actually was pretty keen on Secura Girl. She was sort of the one, even although it is the feature that I like. So I'll stick with her and Quantico.
Okay. What are your best bets then, Ali, elsewhere?
So back at Rose Hill, I like in race 3, Poseidon Ruler. I think Poseidon Ruler got the horror draw, so it's going to be hard for Poseidon Ruler, because he too I did like. So because of that, I've gone with Awesome Lad, who maps to get the run of the race. So I do like the both of them, but I think Awesome Lad's going to have an easier run in transit than Poseidon Ruler will.
Okay, go for it.
Yep, so that's race 3. And then in race 7, I like Kips Bay each way. So he's my best chance each way, actually. He had thumps last time. He's back on good ground here. I remember having a chat to Nathan Doyle before the race at Rose Hill, and he said he just doesn't go on the heavy ground. He's much better on top of it. So back on top of the ground, we'll forgive him for the thumps. We know they can come back in pretty good order after that. So I'll go Kips Bay each way in race 7.
Okay.
And then in race 9, I've had a bit of a go on Robusto, who is, I think, about $6.50 at the moment. So I'll go Robusto each way at the value, up $1,200 to $1,500, perhaps the question mark, but I think still worth a go at odds. And then in that same race, I know I was with her last start or two starts ago at Scone, and she's had a couple of probably disappointing runs, but she's drawn really well this time. That is Lecvart. So Robusto and Lecvart in race 9 at Rose Hill.
Okay, what do you think of the chances of African Daisy in that race? Because our great El Daly has thrown it in the multi to run top 3.
Yeah, she was a horse I always had an opinion of. I think I had her in the black book last prep for a lot of it. She's just consistent, and she is by American Pharoah. They always seem to get better as they get a little bit older as well. So she's consistent. I think she'll improve off her first up run, so she'll come through that well, and she's versatile on top of the ground too, and I'm pretty confident that we'll have a good track on the weekend without too much rain about. So I think that she is certainly worth throwing in the multi.
Ali, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.